According from Bhagavad Gita, nigraha kim karishyasi, that we have a lower nature that drags us down, due to which one may be habituated to the lower habits and one may not be, sometimes not be, one may not be able to complete the rounds and things like that I was telling. You remember yesterday? I was talking elaborately on those points, that we have strong tendencies in us which we sometimes know they are wrong and we have difficulty changing them. Sometimes despite knowing also we don't want to change, or we may feel we are unable to change. I feel like that. So what is the solution to this? The solution is tapasya. Tapasya will sharpen our intellect and discrimination power. It will stouten our determination also. It will smoothen our spiritual progress. You will easily see that. Anybody can see that. In fact, in Bhagavatam also it is said, tapasa, brahmacharyena, shamena, damena, tyagena. Many, many things are said. The very first thing God has said is tapasya. Tapasa. Tapasa means, one, what is tapasya? Voluntary acceptance of suffering for spiritual advancement. That is tapasya. Definition of tapasya. So chanting itself is tapasya. But one should do it very jubilantly, very enthusiastically. You will see in Vedic life, people take up voluntary suffering for some religious activity or spiritual activity. You will see that. Like people, even elderly people like climbing up Tirupati Balaji. They struggle hard, hours and hours they take, and they feel a great joy when they reach the top for darshan. And not only it gives them fulfillment of heart, it also gives them a tenacious determination that gradually turns into a spiritual attraction for God over a period of time. It gives them a very firm determination. Similarly, making sankalpa and strictly adhering to them is also tapasya. Taking a vow and strictly adhering to it. And not be loose becoming a prey to the allurements of the world and sense gratification of the world. So, this determination to chant the holy name will increase with practicing other types of tapasya also in the path of Krishna consciousness. Like we follow the four regulative principles. And when we strictly adhere to them, and we adhere to this morning program very strictly, rising early in the morning is also tapasya, especially in the winter season. In the summer season it may be easy, but in winter when it's cold, it's very difficult to come out of the warm blanket in the night and rise early in the morning, take a cold water bath and come in front of the Lord. So that requires some determination. So they are connected. Initially you borrow determination from those who have it, and then you perform some tapasya. Then you yourself get it. Then you can give it to others. That is how it grows for a period of time. And then use the determination and to spiritualize it. Not be fanatically determined superficially. But it can transform into solid character of an individual, like integrity, purity, simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, non-duplicity. All these qualities are bedrock of ideal character, all these qualities. And you will see that these qualities come when one, in the beginning, gains inspiration from devotees and gradually performs tapasya more and more. But the goal of the tapasya should be to attain love of Krishna. That is very important. If that is not the goal of tapasya, if you want to make a show off, if you want to prove our greatness or gain name and fame, then the tapasya will lead to ruin. But if tapasya is rightly oriented, then you will find that the same act which was very painful in the beginning, the chanting of the holy name, it will become so relishable and enjoyable. Like I have seen in South India, I used to go to the Vishnu temples, early morning, 4 o'clock, 4:30. You know, people would sit in two rows, like we dance Harigarayanama, you know. They dance, you know, like that. They'd be sitting like this instead of standing and dancing. And then they would be chanting. One party would chant one line, official sadhana, other party would chant another line. Vishwam Vishnu Prashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavatu Devasa. Bhuta Bhava Bhutatma Bhutabhavana. Then they would say, Bhutatma Paramatma Samuktana Paramagati. So they would be telling back and forth, you know, as if they are talking to each other, you know, both parties. And they would be very enthusiastically chanting. If you want to observe that enthusiasm, you can see a sample of it in our Krishna and Prabhu. Who comes to temple every day, chants Vishnu Sahasranam for the Balaji, you know. You see how he chants. You know, externally he may be looking like a simple person, wearing dhoti shirt, you know, he doesn't even wear his khan dhoti, you know. But we should learn to see the sar of bhakti in different people. Just talk to him for a few minutes, what kind of love and respect and reverence he has got for Lord Vishnu. So, yes, yes. You know, he admires the form of Lord Balaji, how he's standing, you know. So they have a very deep faith in their heart in Lord Vishnu, Sri Vaishnavas. And we should develop a deep faith like that in Krishna. So they would be doing it as if you are eating a very big feast. You know, if somebody gives you a, you know, 15 or 20 course feast, you know, how you eat. They eat the holy names like that. They chant. Every name they analyze, each name. And they extol the qualities of Lord Vishnu. And while repeating them and reciting them, they feel great joy, as if somebody has given them a big feast. So the holy name should be taken with great delight, because it is the right tapasya for attaining love of Krishna and freedom from bondage. Harinam Prabhu ki.